奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经。
In the holy name of the Lord Jesus, we study the Bible together.
今天晚上一起来查考无怜悯的必受无怜悯的审判。
Today we'd like to study unmerciful judgment for he who does not show mercy.
我们来看一些经节，来看雅各书第二章。
Let us look at James chapter 2.
雅各书第二章，我们请看，来看第十二节。
James 2 verse 12。
雅各书二章十二节，这里说：你们既然要按使人自由的律法受审判，就该照这律法说话行事。
2:12.So speak and so do as those who will be judged by the law of liberty.
十三节说，因为那不怜悯人的，也要受无怜悯的审判。怜悯原是向审判夸胜。
13. For judgment is without mercy to the one who has shown no mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment.
这里提到神的律法其实是要来帮助我们，真的在生活上能够真的符合神的要求。
Here mentions that the law of God is to help us in our lives to do according to God's requirement.
律法不是只是要让我们有一个知识。
The law does not only give us a knowledge.
所以神他给百姓律法，在雅各书里面他说这个律法是至尊的。
God gives the people the law, and here in James it says that this law is honorable.
应该是说是 royal law。第八节那里哈，那个这个所谓至尊的，这是属王的，这个就是从神是王啊，从王给的一个标准。
And like it says in verse 8, it's called the royal law, so it's as if it's a standard that comes from the king.
所以这个王他有他的要求，在他的国度里面，他对他的子民有一个生活上的规范。
And the king has his own requirements and expectations for his people. He has his own standards.
所以神把他的律法给百姓，就是要让百姓的生活，他们整个的生命在外族人的眼中能够看出神的特质。
And so God gives his people these laws so that the other people who see them in their lives will know that these are special people. They have their own special characteristic.
那这里特别提到第十二节说，这个律法也是使人得自由的律法。
And in verse 12, it also says that this law allows people to have liberty.
那这个自由就是我们不会受到一些我们情欲或者社会这里这些习惯文化所辖制。
And this liberty is that we will not be controlled by our own desires and by the trends of the society.
反过来，我们是在神的规范底下，我们变得很自由，我们可以真的照神的指示说话行事。
Rather, we are under the scope of God, and we are very free and able to do what God wants us to do.
我们有自由不做这些神不喜悦的事，我们也有自由真的去行出神要我们行的。
We have the freedom to not do what God doesn't want us to do, and to do what He does want us to do.
所以这个自由就包含我们有能力去行出神的善。
So this liberty includes the ability to do good that God wants us to do.
那十三节特别提到这个不怜悯人的要受不怜悯的审判。
And verse 13 specifically mentions that those who do not show mercy will receive judgment without mercy.
那我们也看到这个神的律法里面有一个原则，就是怜悯。
And we see that the law of God has a principle, and that is mercy.
所以因为他说怜悯是向审判夸胜。
And here it says mercy triumphs over judgment.
所以一个人如果他能够真的认识神，他就知道说神是有怜悯、有恩典、守约、施慈爱的神。
So if a person really comes to know God, then they will know that God is merciful and has mercy on people.
那如果真的照神的律法在说话行事的，他最后一定是变成有怜悯的人。
And if you truly do according to the law, then you will become a person who has mercy.
那一个人如果是有怜悯心的，他将来面对神的时候，就受到有怜悯的审判，就是在神面前就会得恩典。
And so if a person is merciful to others, then in the last day, when they receive judgment, they will also receive a merciful judgment, and that is to say they'll be blessed.
这是为什么主耶稣他教导我们祷告说，我们能够免人的债，就好像我们，神能够免我们的债，就如同我们 免别人的债一样。
That is why in the Lord's Prayer it says, "Forgive us our debts, just as we forgive our debtors."
所以神对我们的怜悯，就要看我们对人的怜悯有多少。
And so the mercy that God shows us depends on how much we show others mercy.
我们对人越是有怜悯的，我们将来所受到的审判，神在这个审判当中给我们的怜悯就越多。
The more merciful we are to others, then the more mercy we'll receive on judgment from God.
啊，这一句话我们在这样读的时候，我们就觉得说好像。对啊，好像这是一个道理，但是到底怎么样来实行，这是怎么一回事呢？
When we read this, we'll know that this is a teaching, but how do we put it into action?
我们在读以西结书，我们现在来看以西结书第25章。
Let's look at Ezekiel 25.
以西结书25章。
Ezekiel chapter 25.
这一章里面他所表达的主题，其实就是像这句话所讲的一样。
The topic that is shown here is just like the phrase.
以西结书25章开始到32章这一段这个整个段落都是在论列邦的预言。
And chapter 25 to 32, it's all talking about the nations, the prophecy of the nations,
就是有关于神要审判这些神的选民国度周围的这些列邦啊。
And this is the judgment that God has toward these nations.
那这一段信息跟以赛亚书从十三章开始到二十三章的样子，还是二十四章，有一段落也都在论列邦啊。
And it's just like in Isaiah 13 to about 23 or 24, it is also talking about the other nations.
哦，这个就是我们在读先知书的时候，我们可以注意到的一个段落，就是应该是以赛亚书13章到23章，有十一章内容是讲列邦的预言。
This is something that we can notice when we are reading on the books of prophecy. So that's Isaiah 13 to 23. These are prophecies against the nations.
那耶利米书也是有一段落是一样的。
Jeremiah has something very similar as well.
从四十几章开始耶利米书从四十几章到应该是从46章开始。到51章呢，也都是论列邦的预言。
And Jeremiah 46 to 51 is all talking about prophecy against the nations.
那这个就是这个三个大先知书里面它特别有的段落，它把它放在一起。
And these are all special parts that are from the major prophet books. And they all put them together.
那以西结他把这个从25章开始30到32章哈。这几章的内容，其实它，你如果算一算，它一共论到7个国度，就是7个列邦的有关于他们的预言。
And if you read from Ezekiel 25, you'll see that there are prophecies against 5 different nations.
7个
7 different nations.
那第25章里面就论到4个国家。
And already in chapter 25, it is talking about 4 nations.
就是亚门、摩押、以东跟腓力士。
That's Ammon.Moab, Edom, and Phoenicia.
那从26章到28章，这个都要论推罗西顿。
And if you read from 26 to 28, it's all talking about Tyre.
And Sidon 西顿
Tyre and Sidon.
那从29章一直到32章，这一大段落都在论埃及。
And from 29 to 32, it's all about Egypt.
那所以这一个段落，它特别放在有关于这个外列邦的这些预言，神对他们的审判，放在24章以后，因为24章讲的耶路撒冷跟神的圣殿即将要被巴比伦把它灭掉了。
And all of these are written after chapter 24, because chapter 24 is talking about how Jerusalem will be destroyed by Babylon.
就是神对他显明国度的审判。
And that is the judgment that God has made against His people.
那神对这个他的选民的审判，其实是跟他的周围的列邦有关系的。
And God's judgment toward His chosen people has to do with the nations surrounding them.
所以接下去要提到这个神的国度要复兴以前，一定要先讲到神对这些其他国家的审判，这样子的显明出神的公义。
And before talking about the revival of the chosen people, God has to talk about the other nations and His judgments toward them for it to be fair.
因为33章以后就要讲神对他的国度复兴的预言了。
Because 33 and on talks about the prophecy of the revival of his nation.
那三二十四章一二十四章在提到那个巴比伦大军来围攻耶路撒冷城。
And 24 talks about how the soldiers in Babylon are besieging the city of Jerusalem.
那这个围攻的期间一共有十九个月。
And during the besieging, there are 19 months.
然后到了三十三章以后呢，你就看到那个巴比伦已经把犹大国攻陷了以后，那个消息就传回来给以西结了。
And so you see that in
第三十三章的地方
，in 33, the message is passed about Babylon.
就是犹大国已经倾覆了。
That's when Judah has risen.
哦，就是在这个攻打这个围攻期间，真的照先知所预言的，整个国家。整个圣殿都被毁了。
I'm sorry. 33 is when Judah is completely destroyed and Jerusalem is destroyed, and that's when the message comes.
在这一段过程当中，现在先知特别插入了这一段有关于列邦的审判。
And during this process, the prophet is talking about the judgment against the nations.
那这个表达几个重点。
And this is to show a few main points.
也就是说，其实神他对犹大的审判之外，他也审判。
That is to say that apart from judging Judah, he's also judged other nations.
就是其实其他的国度，就是像这些这里第二十五章所列出的这几个国家，他们在神眼中其实也是充满罪恶的，并没有什么好的。
And in fact, in starting from chapter 25, all these other nations are filled with sin. It doesn't mean that they are any better.
哦，所以神审判犹大国度，也审判其他这些国家。
So God judges Judah, and He also judges the other nations.
那这个其实也在说明哈，这些国家他们跟以色列国度都有关系的，凡是跟选民有关系的国度，神都会注意的。
And so this describes that these nations have relations with Judah. And so if there are any nations that have any relation with the chosen people, then God will pay attention to them.
因为神当时候跟亚伯拉罕曾经这样子应许过的。
Because God had previously promised to Abraham.
我们现在看。创世纪第十二章。
Let us now look at Genesis chapter 12.
创世纪十二章。
Genesis chapter 12.
第二节。
12 verse 2.
一开始神要亚伯拉罕离开他的本族父家，到了他所指示的地方去的时候，神就这样子跟他讲了。
In the beginning, when God wanted Abraham to leave his original land, he told him already.
第二节说，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。
Two, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing.
第三节说，为你祝福的，我必赐福给他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万国都必因你得福。
Three, I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
你就看到说，这个任何人他只要愿意祝福亚伯拉罕的子孙，他们就得福气。但反过来，他们如果咒诅了。以他们为敌，最后神都回过来要审判他们。
So you see that if anybody blesses the descendants of Abraham, they will be blessed by God. But if anybody curses them or becomes an enemy of them, then God will repay them.
这在说明神所选择的，就是神所分别出来的，是受到神的保护的。
And this explains that those whom God has chosen will receive God's protection.
那个凡是去摸到神的选民的，就是去欺负神的选民的。圣经在先知书里面说，就好像去摸到神眼中的铜人那么严重，是神是不能忍受的。
And so, anybody who touches or mistreats the people of God is something something that God cannot bear.
哦，那这个就是你如果是对他们好啊，神就给你恩典啊；如果对他们不好，咒诅他们、压迫他们，那神就反过来要找你算账了。
So if you treat them well, then God will bless them. And if you treat them poorly, then God will take revenge on you.
那所以我们现在在看以西结书这一段的时候，你就要注意看到这个神当时候对亚伯兰的应许。
So if you look at Ezekiel, we can see the promise that God made to Abraham at the time.
那二十五章以西结书二十五章，你就看到这提到里面这四个国度啊，他是怎么样仇恨这个神的选民，然后怎么样报仇？哇，他们所表现出来的这个。的那个行为，真的就是在咒诅神的选民的。
So if you look at chapter 25, these four nations, the way that they manifested their hate for God's chosen people, they really disliked them and cursed them.
那这个接下来真的神就要来找他们算账。
And so it follows that God truly will take revenge on them.
那就会看到，哎，这个这二十五章里面所描述神要对付这些国度的那个方式都很激烈，而且真的是很严厉。
And so in chapter 25, you can see that the way that God repays these nations is very extreme and severe.
好，那这一段啊，这一段的第三个重点就是，神要借这个对列邦的审判，让众人了解，这位神是天下万国的神，他不是只是以色列百姓的神而已的。
And the third main point here is that, God is not only the God of His chosen people, but He is also a God that judges everybody.
所以到二十五章，你看他论有关这四个国度的审判以后，最后都强调一件事情，就是那时候你们就知道我是主神。
And so after he judges all these four nations, it emphasizes something at the end, which is that then at that time you shall know that I am the Lord.
哦，就比如说第二十五章的第五节。
For example, verse 5 of 25.
他最后就说，你看你们就知道我是主神。
Says in the end, then you shall know that I am the Lord.
第七节。
7.
然后他说，你就知道我是神。
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
好，到了论摩押的这个事情的时候，第十一节。你们就知道我是神。
Talking about Moab in verse 11, they shall know that I am the Lord.
好，到第十四节，啊，以东人就知道是我施暴的，这是主神说的。第十四节哈，四节。
In verse 14, it says they shall know my vengeance, says the Lord.
就是这些。他们受到这些刑罚是从神来的，所以他们一定要了解是神对他们生气的了。
So these judgments come from God, and they have to know that in the end it is God who is angry with them.
到了最后一节第十七节。
And lastly, in verse 17.
你看神等他们发怒以后，他们就知道我是主神了。
In verse 17, God is angry with them, and then it says, "Then you will know that I am the Lord."
这都同样一个结论，都要强调。神是全地的神。
And they all have the same conclusion, which is to emphasize that God is the God of all nations.
好，所以你看他这一段在整个有关的论列邦，其实他基本上就是要表达这几个重点。
And so, all of these prophecies against the nations is to show these few main points.
那这个神要怎么样来处罚？怎么处罚这些列邦，包括他自己的选民呢
？And so, how does God punish these other nations, including his own nation.
我们就看到，哎，其实神就是兴起巴比伦这根杖来击打列邦。
We in fact see that Babylon was risen by God as a rod to punish the Israelites.
好，所以巴比伦变成神的一个工具。
Actually, to punish all the other nations, and so Babylon became a tool of God.
我们现在看第二十五章的第四节。
Now let's look at 25 verse 4.
所以我必将你的地交给东方人为业，他们必在你的地上安营居住，你吃你的果子，喝你的奶。
For indeed, therefore, I will deliver you as a possession to the men of the east, and they shall set their encampments among you and make their dwellings among you. They shall eat your fruit and they shall drink your milk.
这里讲到这个东方人到底是谁啊？
Here talks about the men of the east and who are these people?
这个东方人不是中国人，不是日本人。
These aren't talking about Chinese people and Japanese people.
当时候其实就指的巴比伦。
In fact, these were talking about the Babylonians.
我们再看第十节。
Look at verse 10.
我要好使东方人来攻击亚门人，我必将亚门人之地交给他们为业，使亚门人在列国中不再被纪念。
To the men of the east, I will give it as a possession together with the Ammonites, that Ammonites may not be remembered among the nations.
这一节放在论有关于摩押的这个信息里面，有人觉得很奇怪。
And so it seems kind of weird to put this in the message to the Ammonites.
这个有关于亚门人的事情，不是在前面第一节到第六节、第七节已经讲过了吗
？Didn't the Ammonites weren't the Ammonites already mentioned in verse 1 to 7?
哦，这个要把它交给东方人，就是第四节已经讲了。
It's already mentioned in verse 4.
到第十节怎么又讲一次
？Why is it repeating it in verse 10?
而且放在有关于摩押的这个预言里面。
And they stick it right where it's talking about a prophecy against Moab.
那这个时候，有些解经呢，他们事实上是这样看，他们认为摩押跟亚门基本上是兄弟，所以通常论摩押的时候，都通常会论到亚门这样子。
And so some interpreters of the Bible will say that Moab and Ammon were brothers. So when they have prophecy against Moab, they will often do so.
所以有的翻译本呢，他这个地方第十节， 我要将亚门人，然后又加上以及摩押人，就 含在里面，然后要一起让这个东方人来攻击。其实这个东方人指的也就是巴比伦。
And so many times in other translations, they may have the men of the east will give it to a possession together with the Ammonites and Moabites.
好，那接下去对以东的，对非利士的，都会提到神要攻击他们。神怎么攻击？其实也就是借着这个巴比伦这个帝国来施行审判。
And so when it talks about that God will attack Edom and Phoenicia, then they also say that the Babylonians will do so.
哦，那这个巴比伦他们被神兴起来执行神的审判。
So the Babylonians were raised by God in order to enact His judgment.
但是最后神还是要回来刑罚巴比伦的。
But in the end, God will come back and judge Babylon.
啊，这个信息在耶利米书跟以赛亚书就很清楚。
And this message is very clear in Jeremiah and Isaiah.
哦啊，因为当时候以西结先知是在巴比伦的国度里面。
Because at that time, Prophet Ezekiel was in the kingdom of Babylon.
那但是在以赛亚书跟耶利米书里面就很清楚的提到神要刑罚巴比伦了。
But in Isaiah and Jeremiah, it's very clear that God is going to judge Babylon.
哦，那所以我们就看到说，其实神他在施行审判的时候，真的是按照他的计划，然后一步一步的要让神的国度再一次的成为圣洁，把这些偶像污秽的事情把它除掉。
And so when God is enacting judgment, He is also trying to get His people to once again be holy and get rid of their idols.
那这个巴比伦帝国，可是他所用的方式，他对待选民的这个残忍的程度，是不把神放在眼中的那种残忍啊。
But when you look at Babylon being so cruel in punishing the people of Judah, it's so cruel that it's as if God is not even in sight anymore.
哦，所以最后神还是要执行他的公义，要刑罚巴比伦。
And so God in the end is going to show His righteousness by judging Babylon.
那刑罚的时候，就是兴起另外一个国度来把巴比伦灭了。
And in order to judge Babylon, He will raise up another nation and destroy them.
那就我们就看到说，神就是历史上的主，这个整个人类历史的主宰，其实在神手上。
And so we see that God is the master of history. All the things that happen in history are in His hands.
哦，所以一个国度兴起，一个国度衰落，其实都在神的这个救赎计划里面，逐渐在导出耶稣基督来到人间所要施行的救恩呢。
And so when nations rise and fall, they are all under God's control, this history. And it's all leading up to the salvation plan of the Lord Jesus.
好，那我们现在要看来25章里面他这里所要告诉我们什么叫做凡是无怜悯的人要受没有怜悯的审判。
And in chapter 25, let's study how we can learn that those who are unmerciful will receive unmerciful judgment.
这个所谓的没有怜悯是在25章里面看到三个重点。
This no mercy, you can see three points in this chapter.
有时候我们会认为说，哎，那个没有怜悯，就是说我是不是？有时候我们觉得说我对一个这个人哈、哦，他应该我要，比如说他在路边要乞讨啊，我没有拿东西给他啊，那是不是我没有怜悯心？那这样子我是不是我们会觉得心里面很过意不去啊？
And so when we say no mercy, we may think that there's somebody on the side of the road who is asking for something and then you don't give it to them. Does that mean that I am someone who doesn't have a heart of mercy?
但是现在问题就是说，诶，有时候在路边在乞讨的人，我们越给他钱的时候，他真的会让他越堕落。
And so then there's a problem that somebody who may be begging on the side of the street, the more money we give them, the more they may fall.
因为这些钱他可能去拿来去买更多让他堕落的这些东西、啊、
But he may use the money that we give them to purchase things that will cause him to fall.
所以他永远没办法离开这个这么悲惨的状态。
So they can never leave this tragic situation.
所以有时候人会利用一般人的那个爱心，然后去放纵，然后最后其实对他是反而一种伤害了。
And so some people will use the love from others, and turn that into actually a harm to themselves.
哦，所以其实从圣经里面的信息，至少从以西结是二十五章，我们看到这个所谓的无怜悯有另外更深的含义在里面。
And so when we talk about no mercy in chapter 25, there is a deeper meaning.
我们现在看第二节。
Let us look at verse 2.
二节是说是对亚门人发预言的。
Verse 2 is saying that there is a prophecy against the Ammonites.
看第三节。
Verse 3.
他说你们当听主神的话，主神如此说，我的圣所被亵渎，以色列地变荒凉，犹大家被掳掠，那时你便因这些事说，啊哈。
3. Say to the Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord God. Thus says the Lord God, because you said, aha, against my sanctuary when you, it was profaned.
那这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
这个你看 他这个看到这些，你看圣所被亵渎，看到以色列的地变荒凉了，有大家被掳掠了，哇，他幸灾乐祸，好高兴哦，应该的，你们这是活该，你们罪有应得。
It's we see that sanctuary is profaned, the land is desolate, and the whole house of Judah is in captivity, and so they feel that, oh great, this is something that you deserved.
这个就是他们当他们看到，哎。神在神兴起一些国度来刑罚、他自己的国的百姓的时候，他们觉得说，哦，这个是你们本来就应该这样子的，早就很讨厌他们了。
And so when God had raised other nations to judge Judah, and all these bad things happened, they felt that they already hated them, so this is something that they deserved anyway.
所以这里提到这个这种心态，这个叫幸灾乐祸，看到别人在苦难当中，哇，这个。心里面就暗暗叫好，哇，这些终于啊，终于这些人有这个下场了。
And so this idea here is that, when you see other people who are in a difficult situation or they are suffering or being punished, then you feel very good and you're very happy that they are finally getting what they deserved.
这个这样的一个幸灾乐祸心态，其实表明一个人是没有爱心的。
And this kind of attitude shows that a person doesn't have love.
其实也就是没有怜悯的。
In fact, it shows that a person doesn't have mercy.
那这个有时候我们自己才知道，别人看可能看不出来啊。
And this is something that sometimes only we can see and others can't.
哦，当然，他这里他们表现是啊，他们讲出来，他们在用他们的行动啊，他们的话语表达出来的。
And so here it says that they said, "Aha!" So they're using their actions and their words to show this.
但对我们今天来说，我们自己本身来说，我们看到别人发生什么事情，有时候我们是暗笑在心里哦。
And so sometimes when we see something happen to others, we are laughing inside of ourselves.
如果这些人是我们所讨厌的人，那就更明显。
And if these are people that we hate, then it'll be even more obvious.
哦，那有时候我们就会说，哦，原来真的就是这样子哦，神终于这样子做了。
And so we may think that, oh, this person is just like that. So God has finally done something about this.
其实这样的一个心态，神都知道的。
And in fact, God knows this kind of heart.
从亚蛮人的这个表现，神要告诉我们他是怎么样不喜悦这种心，对别人这种心呢
？From the behavior of the Ammonites is to show how much God does not like this kind of heart.
看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
主神如此说：因你拍手顿足，以满心的恨恶向以色列地欢喜。
6. For thus says the Lord God, because you clapped your hands.Stamped your feet and rejoiced in heart with all your disdain for the people for the land of Israel.
你看他这里用这种肢体语言拍手顿足来表达他的欢喜。
And so you look at these actions and these words to show their joy.
那也在表明他对以色列地的嘲笑。
And it also shows their mockery toward the land of Israel.
这样的一个表现哦，你看第七节，神就说我要伸手攻击他了。
And this kind of behavior, if you look at verse 7.God says he will stretch out his hand and attack them.
那神的攻击很严厉啊。
God's attack is very severe.
第七节一共讲五种攻击啊，神的审判。
In verse 7, it talks about five different kinds of attacks from the judgment of God.
神伸出他的手要攻击。
God will stretch out his hand against them.
接下来神说我要把你交给列邦作为掳物。
Then he will give you as plunder to the nations.
神说我要从列万民当中把你剪除。
God says I will cut you off from the peoples.
我要接下来第四个，我要使你从万国中败亡。
Number four, I will cause you to perish from the countries.
接下来第五个说，我必除灭你。
And then the fifth one, I will destroy you.
哇，然后你就知道我是神了。
And then lastly, you shall know that I am the Lord.
他们当时候这个亚门人，他们就是存着一个拍手顿足，哇，这嘲笑。这些选民的国度之后，这个就是神对他的这个审判了。
And so these are the Ammonites who are clapping their hands, stamping their feet, and laughing. This is the judgment that God has on them.
所以有时候我们不能够忽略神真的是看透人的内心的这样一个一种一个神，神是真的 看到我们心里在想什么的。
And so we cannot neglect that God is someone who can see into our hearts and knows what we are thinking.
神要我们是真的从心里面，他说用心灵跟诚实拜神的人。
And God truly wants us to worship Him with spirit and truth. That's what He wants.
那时候我们要有神的心。
And so we have to have the heart of God.
通常我们人都期待神给我们是慈爱。
Typically, we wish that God will give us humans compassion.
但是我们对别人就没有这样的慈爱了。
But then to other people, we don't show this compassion.
我们希望神怜悯我们。
We hope that God can have mercy on us.
但其实我们对人没有这样的怜悯。
But in fact, we don't have this kind of mercy on
humans. 反过来，我们可能会看到别人在受苦的时候，我们反而高兴。
And on the other hand, when we see other people suffering, we'll be very happy.
那这样的心呢？神当然不能接受了。
Now this kind of heart, God cannot accept.
所以箴言里面给我们这样的提醒。
And so Proverbs gives us this kind of reminder.
我们读过箴言了哈。
We've read Proverbs before.
我们先来看箴言二十四章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 24.
箴言二十四章。
Proverbs chapter 24.
十七节。
24:17.
箴言二十四章十七节。
Proverbs chapter 24:17.
说你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜啊；他倾倒，你心里不要快乐。
17. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles.
18.
18.
恐怕神看见就不喜悦了，将怒气从仇敌身上转过来了。
18. Lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him.
这两节经文呢，其实就是在表达跟第二十五章以西结书二十五章这里这个亚门人他们表现是一样的。
And so this kind of idea here and the behavior of the Ammonites are the same.
所以我们看到这样子，神说要预言攻击这样的一个国度的时候，我们要得到教训。
And so, when God prophesies against a nation, this is the kind of teaching we can learn from them.
我们心里面要常常充满着神的爱。
We should always be filled with the love of God in our hearts.
我们如果想到说，今天如果是我们被神这样刑罚。我们感受我们的智慧如何呢？
If we think that we are being judged by God in this way, then how would we behave? How would we think?
那如果我们想到我们自己，如果是落到这种境界的时候，我们会多痛苦。如果我们有怜悯心的人，我们就会去，真的是会有不一样的态度，面去跟这些受苦人一起同苦啊。
And if we were to be in a very poor situation ourselves, then when we see others in a bad situation, we would be able to understand and go through it with them.
我们对这样的人的态度完全不一样了。
And then we would have a completely different attitude toward them.
我们真的会想要去帮助，真的想要去跟他们一起承受这样一个艰难的时刻。
We'll really want to help them and help go through this difficult time with them.
而不会站在旁边心里暗笑。
And we won't stand to the side and laugh in our hearts.
这是第一个有关于没有怜悯，就是会有幸灾乐祸的这种心态。
This is the first kind of this is the first main point of the attitude of those who do not have mercy.
我们现在看回来以西结书二十六章。
Let's go back to Ezekiel 26.
二十五章第八节。
25:8.
二十章第八节，主神如此说：因为摩押和希尔人说，看哪，犹大家与列国无异。
25:6 For thus says the Lord, because you clapped your hands, stamped your feet, and rejoiced in heart with all your disdain for the land of Israel.
第八节哈。
Verse 8. Thus says the Lord God, because Moab and Seir said, Look, the house of Judah is like all the nations.
然后我们现在看。跳过去看第十一节。
Let's jump to verse 11.
所以我必向摩押施行审判，他们就知道我是神了。
And I will execute judgments upon Moab, and they shall know that I am the Lord.
那这里他第八节特别用这样一个看啊，要来提醒众人有关于摩押他的行为是什么。
In verse 8, especially says, look, in order to use Moab as an example.
他们说犹大家跟列国没有什么差别。
Moab and Seir say that the house of Judah is no different from the other nations.
那什么意思？
And what does that mean?
意思是就是说，犹大国他们一直在宣告说他们是神的选民，他们是属神的。
It means that Judah keeps saying that they are God's chosen people, that they belong to God.
他们有神的保护。
They have the protection of God.
他们有神的律法来过生活。
They have the law of God to live their lives.
可是他们说没有啊，犹大家跟列邦也没什么差别。
But then they say, House of Judah and the other nations are no different.
那意思就是说，那你们的神跟其他的列邦的这些神也差不了多少啊。
And so this means that your God and the God of the other nations are no different.
所以这里你看， 摩押他们是对以色列的国度轻视，他们藐视他们，你们跟我差不多，你不用夸口说你们是圣洁的民，你们是属神的国度，没有，跟其他人都一样。
And so Moab is emphasizing that you don't need to say that you the people of Israel are the holy nation or that you guys are special in any way because you're not.
那当时候尼布甲尼撒王他来攻打来攻打犹大国的时候，他不是派了一个军长来跟百姓说夸大的话吗？
When Nebuchadnezzar went to go attack the land of Judah, didn't he send commanders to go and say words of blasphemy?
说你就看看哪一个国的神能够救他们脱离我的手。
And he said, which of the gods of the other nations can save the people from my hand?
那你们以为你们的神会有办法拯救你们吗？
And you think that your God can save you?
你看这样的一个话，当时候亚述的军长讲过。
And you see that these kind of words have been spoken by the Assyrian soldiers before.
巴比伦的人也是这样讲。
And the Babylonians also said this.
所以他们当时候都是在神面前夸口的。
And so at that time they were all boasting before God.
所以你看那个在西西家王的时代，那个亚述 的这个军长就是这样讲，你们不要被西西家王骗了，你们的神没有办法救你们脱离我的手了。
So during the time of Hezekiah, the Assyrian commander said, do not be fooled by your king Hezekiah, for he cannot save you, your God cannot save you from my hand.
所以他们把这位独一的神跟那个偶像列为同等。
And so they have equalized the God of Israel to those idols.
其实以西结书二十五章这一段摩押人 的那个的评语，其实就是在表达他们对神的藐视。
But in chapter 25, Moab is what they have said is showing their despise and disdain toward God.
他们藐视神的国度，等于藐视神一样。
And when they despise the people of God, the kingdom of God, they are despising God.
所以神说他要实行审判。
And so God says he will enact this judgment.
因此我们今天就要看到，我们今天对一个人如果没有怜悯，其实包含我们是不是会轻视、藐视他所敬拜的神。
And so when we see that, if a person today doesn't have mercy to somebody else, is it that they will also despise their God?
有时候我们对弟兄姐妹，我们会有一些看法。
And so sometimes we will have certain view toward brothers and sisters.
但这个时候，其实我们忘记了一件事情。
But at this time, we will forget.
这位弟兄姐妹，他是跟我们一样，都是属神的，是主耶稣拯救的人。
We forget that these people, brothers and sisters, are like us. We belong to God.
其实他是属神的。
And in fact, they belong to God.
他如果有什么事情，这个主人自己会处理他了。
If they have any issues or problems, then the master will take care of them.
所以当我们轻视一个人的时候，其实我们等于在轻视选召他的主啊。
And so when we are despising a person, then we are despising the God that chose them.
那这是一个非常对神来说是一个很不尊敬的一个行为。
And this is an action that is very dishonorable to God.
所以你看，连保罗他自己都这样说了哈。
And so Paul himself even said,
他说我都不论断我自己，我如果被人家论断，哇，我觉得这是小事啊。我自己都不论断我自己了。
I do not even judge myself.
因为他知道这个，我们每个人自有神来判断我们呢。
Because we all have God who judges us.
那个是在在哥林多前书里面哈。
That's recorded in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书还是哥林多后书哈，他有提到，他说他自己也不。论到哥林多前书第四章第四章
First Corinthians 4
哥林多前书第四章
First Corinthians 4
第三节
Verse 3
他说我被你们论断或被别人论断我都以为是极小的事情连我自己也不论断自己
3 But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or by human court In fact I do not even judge myself
那表示说其实保罗他自己知道每个人 都是仆人，那神 是主人吗？
Paul knows that everybody is a slave and God is the master.
那如果论断一个人，其实等于在论断神一样。
So if you are judging a person, it is like you're judging God.
那这个要很小心啊。
So we have to be careful about this.
所以今天这个以西结书里面所告诉我们的，神会对他们施行审判，对他们发怒，就是这么简单而已。他们藐视了。藐视的神的选民，藐视神的国度。
And so in Ezekiel, it's very clear that they are being judged because they have despised and looked down upon the chosen people of God.
那这个具体的说明啊，在耶利米书四十八章。
And this concrete description is in Jeremiah 48.
我们看一下耶利米书四十八章，因为也是论摩押的。
Let's look at Jeremiah 48 because this is also talking about Moab.
四十八章耶利米书四十八章的二十六节。48:26. 四十八章二十六节说：“你们要使摩押沉醉，因为他向神夸大，他要在自己的所土之中打滚，又要被人耻笑。”
Make Moab drunk because he exalted himself against the Lord. Moab shall wallow in his vomit, and he shall also be in derision.
二十七节，摩押，你不曾耻笑以色列吗？他岂是在城啊节中查出来的呢？你每逢提到他，便摇头。
For was not Israel a derision to you? Was he found among thieves? For whenever you speak of him, you shake your head in scorn.
你看他这里这个表达他们那个轻视，每次提到他们就摇头。
So you see how much they despised Israel. Every time Moab mentioned them, they would shake their heads.
所以今天我们如果看到圣经，我们就会很谨慎我们的不管是我们的心还是我们的动作了。
So when we read the Bible today, then we will be more careful about our heart and our actions.
我们对弟兄姐妹，我们对神都要一定要想到，哎，我们在这里有神在掌权呢。
For brothers and sisters, to our brothers and sisters, we have to know the way when we treat them, the way that we treat them, that God is in control.
我们不能够把我们的弟兄姐妹跟其他人列为同等。
We cannot equalize our brothers and sisters to other people.
对我们的同事、我们的朋友、我们的邻居，我们也许要对他们很好。
For perhaps we will treat our coworkers, our friends, and our neighbors very well.
但是对我们自己的弟兄姐妹，我们对他们更好。
But for our own brothers and sisters, we have to treat them even better.
因为我们他跟我们都一样，有同样这些主，都是被主耶稣宝血救赎的人。
Because they all have the same God as we do. They all have the Lord Jesus as their Lord, who saved us with His blood.
不能够把我们的弟兄姐妹觉得说啊，他们跟外邦人没什么两样。
We can't look at our brothers and sisters and say they are no different from the Gentiles.
因为这样子其实是很不喜悦的。
Because in fact, God doesn't like this.
我们从以西结书这里论摩押西尔人的这个预言就看得出来。
And so we can see this from the prophecy against Moab.
看回来以西结书二十五章的第十二节。
Let's look back to verse 12:25.
主神如此说：因为以东报仇血恨，攻击犹大家，向他们报仇，大大有罪。
12. Thus says the Lord God, because of what Edom did against the house of Judah by taking vengeance and is greatly offended by avenging itself on them.
好，再看第十五节。
Verse 15.
主神如此说，因为非利士人向犹大人报仇，就是以恨恶的心报仇血恨，永怀仇恨，要毁灭他们。
15. Thus says the Lord God, because the Philistines dealt vengefully and took vengeance with a spiteful heart to destroy because of the old hatred.
那这里跟对以东跟对非利士他们的罪都讲出来的罪都一样，就是他们是怀着仇恨想要报仇对犹大非常的残忍。
For Edom and Philistia, the sin is the same, which is that they had great vengeance toward the people of Judah.
那特别在第十五节那里提到非利士人的部分是说他们永怀仇恨。
And in verse 15, especially for the Philistines, it said that they had a spiteful heart.
然后用一个恨恶的心要报仇。
And they had, with their spiteful heart, they want, also they wanted to destroy because of the old hatred.
哦，那这里讲到这个仇恨这个问题。
Talks about the issue of hatred here.
所以你看，这个一个人如果没有怜悯啊，接下来很容易他就是有这种仇恨的观念。
If a person doesn't have mercy, then it will follow that they will have this concept of hatred.
那这个仇恨其实会让一个人真的没有任何都没有爱心的。
And this hatred will really allow a person to no longer have a heart of love.
被人的心真的变刚硬了。
And truly, the heart of man will become hard.
那一个人如果心如果刚硬以后，那他的行为就变得很可怕。
And if a person's heart is hardened, then their behavior will be very dreadful.
所以这个就是我们就是说，这个人很冷血嘛，哈，他这个很残酷。
We'll say that this person is very cruel or cold-blooded.
哦，所以有些人呢，他们对这个社会或者对人呢，如果怀着仇恨的时候，当他报复的时候，就真的，就那个手段就很激烈了。
And so in the society, when somebody is striking back, then we'll see that then it could be very extreme.
那这样的一个仇恨，神说他们是大大有罪。
And so for this kind of hatred, God says that they have great sin.
当然，论以东跟腓利士人，他们这两个国度历史以来一直都是百姓的仇敌。
And for Edom and Philistia, all the way in the history, they had hate for the people.
哦，那个论以东的事啊，其实后第三十五章以西结书三十五章又再强调一次了。
For prophecy against Edom, it's again emphasized in Ezekiel 35.
看以西结书三十五章。
Ezekiel 35.
三十五章第三节也是对希尔山要发预言的，这个就是以东。
Verse 3 of chapter 35, when it says it is prophesying against Seir,
这个就是以东地的。
Talking about Edom, this is somewhere that's in the land of Edom.
第五节。
Verse 5.
因为你永怀仇恨，在以色列人遭灾罪孽到了尽头的时候，将他们交以刀剑。
5. Because you have had an ancient hatred and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the power of the sword.
哦，这表示那个以东人，他们其实圣经里面论以东的部分还蛮多的，包括厄巴底亚书整这个这一卷就是在讲以东人。
And so there's a lot of prophecy against the Edomites.
哦，那在以赛亚书跟耶利米书都有。
It's also included in Isaiah and Jeremiah.
哦，所以这里这个以东这个报仇啊，反正仇恨，他们现在对待神的选民就很残忍嘛。
And so this vengeance, hatred, and treatment against Israel is very cruel.
那神对他们生气的。
From Edom, and so God was very angry with them.
我们现在看一下第三十五章的十一节。
35:11.
第十一节，所以主神说，我指着我的永生起誓，我必照你的怒气和你从仇恨中向他们所发的嫉妒待你。我审判你的时候，必将自己显明在他们中间。
11. Therefore, as I live, says the Lord God, I will do according to your anger and according to the envy which you showed in your hatred against them, and I will make myself known among them when I judge you.
12. 节说，你也必知道我主神听见了你的一切毁谤，就是你攻击以色列山的话。
12. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have heard all your blasphemies which you have spoken against the mountain of Israel. They are desolate, they are given to us to consume.
13节，你们也用口向我夸大，增添我与我反对的话，我都听见了。
Thus with your mouth you have boasted against me and multiplied your words against me. I have heard them.
哦，这里你看他们以东人哦，他们不但在话语上是毁谤，然后从仇恨中向他们讲嫉妒的话，然后接下去他们是真的拿刀剑起来攻击神的选民。
And so we see that the Edomites, they blaspheme against God, and they also boasted against God, and lastly, they took the sword against his people.
都从仇恨的心开始的。
These all came from the heart of hatred.
那腓利士人也是一样。
This is the same for the Philistines.
所以今天，我们要常常想，我们对神会不会有这种仇恨的心呢？
Today we have to think that we have a heart of hatred toward others.
今天在福音底下，在神的主耶稣基督恩典底下，已经把这样一个对人的态度提升到我们的心，而不是只是我们的行为而已。
And so under the grace and gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, our actions to a person has now deepened to the level of our feelings and thoughts toward a person.
旧约时代是你只要不去杀人都没事嘛，恨人没人知道。
In the Old Testament, as long as you don't kill somebody, murder somebody, then that's no problem. But hatred toward them, nobody would know.
因为你的心在想什么，别人没办法知道啊。
Because nobody knows what your heart is thinking.
除非你做出来，人家才知道。
Only if you do something, then people will know.
但是主耶稣来了以后，他告诉我们要去约束我们的心。
But when the Lord Jesus came, he said that you have to.Also do this in your heart.
我们当然不可以去用我们的行为去伤害人。
Of course, we can't use our actions to hurt a person.
但是连我们的心对这个人有一点点的仇恨都不可以。
But even in our hearts, we cannot have even a bit of hatred.
因为这种仇恨会让我们的心刚硬。
Because this kind of hatred will make our hearts hardened.
就对人就会有障碍了。
This will cause us to have an obstacle toward other people.
那其实圣经里面是这样讲的。
So in fact, the Bible says this.
我们看约翰一书第三章。
Let's look at 1 John chapter 3.
约翰一书第三章。
First John chapter 3.
第十五节。
First John 3:15.
第十三节，从十三节读。
Starting from verse 13.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
13, do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you.
14节，我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出始入生了，没有爱心的能住在罪中，始终。
14, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides in death.
15节，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们啊，听，你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
15, whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
这里提到说没有爱心的就能住在始终了。
Here mentions that if you do not have love, then you are in death.
那如果是恨弟兄的就是杀弟兄的。
And if you hate a brother, then you murder him.
那杀人的就没有永生在里面了。
And he who is a murderer has no eternal life in him.
所以 那一个人如果对人没有怜悯，你看通常是从他心里面开头的。
And so if a person doesn't have mercy, then we see that it all starts from the inside.
那可能就是这一种仇恨。
And it could start from hatred.
那最后会导致灭亡的。
And in the end, it will end in destruction.
也显明这样一个心态是神所厌恶的。
You have shown a heart, an attitude that God hates.
哦，所以如果是杀人的，当然就是在地狱里面的刑罚了。
And of course, if you are a murderer, then you are in the judgment of hell.
但是爱人的就在神里面，就在神的国度了。
But those who love others are in the love of God and the kingdom of God.
所以我们都渴望我们将来能够被神接纳进入永生里。
So we all hope that we can be accepted by God into eternal life.
其实我们要被神接纳，一定要有神的怜悯。
And so if we are to be accepted by God, then we have to have His mercy.
因为我们没有一个人是完全的。
Because not one of us is perfect.
我们需要主耶稣不断的来恩待我们。
We need Jesus to constantly be showing mercy toward us.
那我们将来永生才真的有份。
And so in the future, we will have a part in eternal life.
那在我们活在世上的时候
，And when we are living in this world,
那我们就真的对人能够有这个怜悯的心。
Then we can truly have this heart of mercy toward others.
我们不会幸灾乐祸。
We won't be happy when other people.
我们不会去轻视别人。
We will not despise other people.
我们不会去对人怀着仇恨的心。
And lastly, we won't have a heart that will hate others.
而是我们会真的会有主耶稣基督的心去爱别人。
But rather, we will have the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ and love other people.
因为如果我们爱人，就是在神里面的。
Because if we love somebody, if we love others, then we are in the love of God.
爱人的才是从神生的。
And only those who love others have been reborn of God.
那我们能够表现出这样的怜悯、这样的爱，其实就证明我们真是主的门徒。
And if we can show this kind of love, if we can show this kind of mercy, then we are truly the disciples of God.
那主的门徒啊，最后一定得到主的怜悯，能够进入神的国度。
And the disciples of the Lord will receive the mercy of the Lord and be able to enter into the kingdom in the end.
那最后真的我们就是真的是很幸福。很有恩典福气的人了。
And in the end, we will be people who are very blessed and fortunate.
所以今天晚上利用以西结书二十五章这里面的信息来互相勉励，我们都能够真的成为一个有怜悯的人，能够得到主的怜悯。
And so tonight we use the message in Ezekiel chapter 25, for mutual encouragement for us to be people who are merciful, so that we may also receive mercy.
再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn again.
122首。
122.